You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Terry Carolyn Mudrick, the best-selling author of I Can Survive, and we've been talking about raising energy, raising vibration. So welcome back, Terry.
Hi there. Yeah, it's good to talk about these things because, and I think this about for children, it's especially important simply because, you know, with this lockdown that everybody is in, what are our kids mostly doing, right? They're on their cell phones or right. They're on iPads. And so for their little brains, like I mentioned before, that are just in the process of developing, it's super important, especially, and this is something that we don't even really realize, the major EMF dangers. And so from our cell phone, some of the side effects that we can get, like sometimes headaches, impaired immune system, different reduced melatonin, which means that we don't sleep as well at night.
Uh-huh.
Even have genetic damage. Melanoma of the eye, which is, you know, they're seeing a lot more increase in people that have a lot of use of either computers and so on. And everything's online today. So other things are memory loss and DNA alteration or damage. So all of these things are so important. Eye fatigue and eye problems such as cataracts have been on the increase. And, of course, fatigue. Sometimes we don't really even know why we're so tired. But when you think about it and just look at how long were you on that phone or on your iPad or on your whatever computer. And if you're not protected, by the end of the day, you feel exhausted. And often that's just from your EMF.
Wow. So, Terry, if we put our things into this silent pocket, I guess only our little cell phones are going to fit in there. Can we still, it's all covered up. We can't use them in a pocket like that. They haven't come that far.
No, that one, this particular one I'm talking about is I'm more concerned about when you're sleeping.
Okay.
So protect yourself because, of course, the brain needs to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got all this EMF going around you, your brain just doesn't get that break. So.
And if we're feeling just like really tired from too much and too much around the electronics, what are some ways that we can pull back and raise the vibration at the end of the day?
All right, so those are so many good things. And I think the first thing is to just connect with your higher power. And that means, you know, just some releasing some of the things that are bothering us. And this is a full moon. So for those of you that do energy work, this is an amazing time to do that. It's just release what no longer serves us and to meditate and bring in that good vibe of what we really want in our lives and how we want to manifest, and that in itself can raise our vibes like 15 megahertz. So that's one. My other favorite is just doing something good, like just do a deed that you expect nothing in return. How that works is when we give from our heart, it actually opens up our chakras to like our crown chakra, and all that energy from the universe and coming back in just raises those vibes. And I love, you know, when you do something for someone, how good does that feel, especially when they're not expecting it? And it can be just as simple as right now, a little text message with a little, you know, smiley face that just says, hey, I'm thinking of you, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how that just brings up somebody else's vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and your own.
And your own, exactly.
Yeah, that's where that it's better to give than receive came from.
Exactly. I think there was a Chinese proverb somewhere that said it's better to heal someone than to build a temple. And I thought, yeah, isn't that the truth, right? Mm-hmm. If you can help somebody through something, it's better than building a temple. So I kind of like that one.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Practicing gratitude is another one. We get stuck in our negative energies too often. And when we do that, of course, we bring down our own vibes. And so just being grateful for even the smallest little things. And I think we take a lot for granted, but as sometimes as I can remember with both my boys battling cancer, you know, there were some really tough, dark days in those hospitals. And I used to think, oh my, and I remember Brian, this one particular story when he was at the Cross in Edmonton, and he was going through his bone marrow transplant and it was ugly. And I kept thinking, oh my, could this be any worse? And then the mom across the road was, or not across the road, but across the hallway, was there with her son, and he was had this very, a heart tumor that just, they didn't know really what to do with it. And there she was praying for her son, and they both, our kids are the same age. And I thought, well, as difficult as it was to say I was grateful for the where we were, because it wasn't easy,
wow.
I was grateful because it wasn't, she had it worse, right? Mm-hmm. And so we can always find those that have it worse and just say a little prayer.
Yeah. And you have a little form in the book for gratitude notes, kind of for us to go by, to actually fill in a blank and write it down every day. And that's very healing too, to actually remember why we're grateful no matter what we're going through. There's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff right now, but there's got to be something that you can find just in your gratitude list and write it down.
And journaling is also very helpful when you say that. Just write it down, you know, write down their thoughts, whether they're, and then just let them go. We actually did a little bit of a, I'm going to say, a therapy where you just, this was with the spring solstice, and just had a big fire outside and just wrote down all the things that were negative in your life, mm-hmm. and just cut and delete and throw them in the fire. And with that, you release. And then just bring in the good energy. And so you can physically actually do that. And,
yeah. Or Terry, we could just write them down by hand and stay away from those computers for a bit.
That's it.
Right.
I used to say this, like, shut off the TV, right?
And yeah.
Bring you down. I that's a whole new subject, but that would be. Yeah, I tend to try to focus on the good and where to go and how to do it. And breathing,
yes.
is one way also. We can, there's many ways to breathe, but most often we don't remember to breathe. And how many times do you sit and watch, you know, like you could be even just reading your book or driving to work. This is where I find myself. You're slumped over the steering wheel and you're driving, and if you have any amount of time to drive, it's like, oh, my word, I am slouched over and I'm shallow breathing.
Yeah.
So that's the perfect time to just pick the back of your shoulders up and sit up straight and, you know, take a little look of what's around you, whether, the trees are waving in the wind or whether the sun is out or the birds are flying around, you know, beside you, whatever that is. And just breathe in and hold and breathe out so that your entire chest and right into your diaphragm, is everything is moving and synchronized, right? So mm-hmm. that is super important, and it will then, it's amazing, you feel so much better. And if you throw some oils in there while you're doing your deep breathing, it's like you've got a dynamite combination.
Wow. There is so much packed into your book, I Can Survive, that you know, we could just talk for days and days about it. But is there any other little tips you'd like to give us from the book or from your heart, from your journey to help us raise the vibration?
Well, I think for myself, I went, like when I lost my oldest son to cancer, and I'll never forget when he called me that day, and it was just around Mother's Day, and he said, he saved it till I got home from work, which I was, you know, grateful,
good,
I guess.
Yeah.
And he just said, Mom, I've got, you know, cancer, and I couldn't believe it, because I thought we just finished the battle with my younger son,
mm-hmm.
and he died twice, and now my older son, this can't be. And it was the denial, and it was all of that. And he said, yeah, it's really bad, Mom. Basically, they gave him 3 months. And I said, you know what? We're going to get better than that. We're going to do better. And so that's where the positivity, and that was my reason for writing this book, because then we started to research, and there were so many things that we had to read 100 books to find what's in my book. just to give you those tips without going through the entire thing. And and I realized then that there, as tough as it was to lose Marty, we did get 19 months with him, and it was amazing. And his spirit lives on in the book and in the teaching and, you know, helping another person to get through. It's so important to raise those vibes, because the ultimate is having a disease that you just don't want. And so raising and keeping those vibes up and keeping yourself happy is a huge part of your wellness journey.
Terry, I can't thank you enough for all your encouragement to the whole world with this beautiful book, I Can Survive. And thanks for being on Health First Radio again.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be back.